the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, this week, much of the attention has been on which of our politicians will be upping sticks and moving to Brussels. Meanwhile, markets are worried about the prospect of a far-right government bedding down in the Eurozone's second-largest economy, France. From there, we're joined by Lara Marlow, Paris-based journalist and author. Lara, Emmanuel Macron has taken a big political gamble by calling these parliamentary elections after a very poor performance in the European elections. But he also seems to be taking a gamble with the economy, with the way things are going out. Markets, for example, the stock market in Paris, the CAC 40 index, dropped 150 billion euro in value. Why?
Because markets hate political instability, they hate violence, and they hate extremes, and they hate uncertainty. And nobody knows at this stage who will win the election in just 3 weeks' time, the second round of these legislative elections. But the two most likely winners are the far-right National Rally, Marine Le Pen's party, and a left-wing coalition, which is calling itself the New Popular Front, which actually represent the best hope of defeating the extreme right. And both the extreme left and the extreme right have quite radical economic programs. Macron's main strategy is to scare people, is to tell them that the economy will virtually collapse if either the extreme right or the extreme left win. He was at the G7 summit in Italy yesterday. He said that their proposals for the economy were totally unrealistic. And he said that the far left and the far right were just as bad as each other, that they represent a very great danger for the French economy because they are promising all sorts of unfunded things. And he said that he talked about the ethic of responsibility and that one should not promise gifts to people which are not financed, to which the far left and the far right reply, Macron has been totally inept at managing the economy, and the economy is in dire straits already anyway.
Well, looking at the right and Marine Le Pen's party, definitely they have had quite radical policies, but around the economy, have they sort of diluted those down a little bit? And is there a sense that if they do form a majority and are in charge, that it might be a lot more moderate? I'm thinking as well of what was said about Meloni, Giorgia Meloni's party, if she got in Italy, there was all sorts of doom and gloom about the economy in particular, and that hasn't happened.
Yes, they're very often compared to Meloni, although, Italy is much more dependent on the EU for funding than France is. France is a net contributor, and Italy is getting billions and hundreds of billions in post-COVID funding. Yes, they probably would be more moderate. In fact, since last Sunday's election, in which they won a third of the vote, more than twice as many votes as Macron's centrist party, they haven't talked about the economy. Now, their original proposal was to return to a retirement age of 60. Macron raised it last year to 64, which caused violent demonstrations and really paralyzed the country. But Jordan Bardella, who led the list in the European elections, who's sort of Marine Le Pen's anointed dauphin, as the French say, her heir, he said, well, there's such huge deficit spending already, perhaps we won't be able to lower the retirement age and we have to look at it again. So they're already fudged on that.
So he sort of stepped back a little bit from that. And this guy, Jordan Bardella, he's been quite a phenomenon in French politics now. He's only 28, big on TikTok.
Yes. He's from the immigrant suburbs north of Paris. All of his grandparents were immigrants from Italy. And he has gained the youth vote because he is so present on TikTok. He's handsome and very smooth. And if you don't listen to what he's actually saying, he's quite impressive.
Is he likely to be a senior figure in a new government?
He would be the prime minister. If the RN, the National Rally, wins an absolute majority of seats in the new parliament, they'd have to win at least 289 out of 577 seats. If they win that majority, Jordan Bardella will be the new prime minister of France in 3 weeks' time.
And the way the French political system works, that puts him in a hugely powerful position in relation to domestic policies as opposed to foreign policy.
Exactly. And one would expect great tension over foreign policy because Macron is a very staunch supporter of Ukraine against Russia. And Marine Le Pen and her party have always had a soft spot for Russia. They got bank loans from Russia in past campaigns. So that would be very difficult. And the previous cohabitation, as it's known in France, was between the socialist Lionel Jospin was prime minister and Jacques Chirac from 1997 until 2002. And Chirac at the time basically had to step back from all domestic policy making and just concentrated on foreign policy. He became a sort of super foreign minister. But the socialist and Chirac agreed on foreign policy. Marine Le Pen and Jordan Bardella do not agree with Emmanuel Macron.
Well, one of the reasons, Lara, that the market seems spooked then is because of this idea of uncosted policies that might be given out. There might be an increase in expenditure. And for example, it's not just the stock market that took a hit. The gap between the cost of raising debt or borrowing money between the German government and the French government, which is seen as a sort of a useful benchmark, that gap increased last week to its highest level since 2017. There is an issue about French debt. They have a huge amount of debt, don't they?
They do. They have the third highest debt in the Eurozone, just behind Greece and Italy. Their deficit spending is now 5.5%. They had said, they had predicted it would be 4.9% last year, but 5.5% is way above the EU guideline of the Eurozone guideline of 3% by 2027.
So the markets are worried that France might have a Liz Truss moment of some kind and the impact of that. We'll have to leave it there. It's going to be fascinating to watch. Lara Marlow, Paris-based journalist and author, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.